of the missteps that we have observed include the lack of accuracy in validation of the information, the lack of completeness in the information, making absolute certain that there is an aggregate report out of all of the high error rate programs versus a partial report out, and also the information with regards to meeting annual reduction targets, which is one of the criteria, and making certain that a program is showing some progress with regards to a plus or minus 0.1 percentage points of a reduction target that was set forth in the prior AFR.
What do you think the root causes of this are? I mean, is it just a lack of documentation, or is there something that is just really hard to nail down in a year when you're looking at progress, say, or the lack of progress from fiscal 2013 to 2014?
Some of it, I would say, with regards to looking at standardized processes and having the amount of oversight in reviews and approval of information and checkpoints. I would also say the human capital component of making adequate assurance that individuals have the relevant knowledge and have been trained on what to look for, what the OIGs will be looking for, and also making certain that agencies have a full complement of staff to do the required validation data checks of the information, and that there is an appropriate succession plan in place to avoid those gaps in inherent knowledge of what the requirements are.
In Grant Thornton's sort of rough analysis of this, it seems like it's almost a 50-50 split between agencies that are compliant, that have been able to take these steps, and agencies that haven't. Is that right?
That's accurate.
Anything that sets the ones that are compliant apart from the ones that aren't in terms of what they do or how they do it?
What they do, they have, in terms of one best practice, improved policies and procedures information in terms of embedding controls in that documented guidance, and also making certain that that information was propagated out to the component levels from the department level so that everyone is operating off of the same degree of instructions and guidance, and the left hand is aware of what the right hand is doing agency-wide, especially at some of the larger departments.
Do you have any specific examples you can share?
Sure. Department of Homeland Security has segregated duties appropriately, and also the Risk Management and Assurance Division has procedures, and they have what's entitled the Improper Payment Reduction Guidebook to ensure that the components programs are properly included in IPR risk matrices, and also supervisory review and tracking matrix have been developed to ensure programs are included and adequately reviewed, and that information is provided in a timely manner.
And DHS is an interesting example because it's a conglomerate of so many agencies, including ones like FEMA that make a lot of grants in a hurry when there are emergencies. It seems like it may be easier for some other agencies to get it right than DHS, but DHS has managed to do it where a lot of agencies haven't.
That's correct. We noted their compliance best practices in the 2014 report that we completed, and then the 2015 report, once again, the sustainability that they've been able to achieve in implementing additional enhancements to that framework.
We know that the rate of improper payments is going up, but are agencies doing a better job of complying with the letter of the law?
They're doing a better job from the standpoint of going through their criteria and making an attempt. Whether there's full compliance, that's still an area for improvement with many of the agencies. I will certainly say that I think some of these agencies are looking at the outward time horizon around noncompliance for three consecutive fiscal years, and that's where there's going to be that additional reauthorization of proposals for each discretionary program, and then two consecutive years of noncompliance is exercising reprogramming or transfer authorities to provide additional funding to make certain that OMB can consider that additional funding for these agencies to be able to remediate and put in place those corrective actions, follow through, and to be successful and cross that finish line.
So basically, agencies say that they've got at the most 3 years to turn around a program that's not compliant?
That's correct. And OMB Memorandum 1502 actually goes as far to talk about any agencies that are not compliant for 3 years in a row, that there are additional requirements beyond that. For example, OMB will make the determination to reevaluate, to help reprioritize those corrective actions to make absolute certain that they're intensifying and expanding existing corrective action plans and looking at also new tools and data analytics to make absolute certain that what can they put in place to make sure the payment does not occur, the improper payment does not occur initially.
We're speaking with Wendy Morton Huddleston, a principal at Grant Thornton. Tell me a little bit about that, because in the past, when Federal News Radio has interviewed people in high-risk departments, say the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services or the SNAP program, the food stamps, if you will, at USDA, they all say that they're trying to apply data analytics to tracking payments, and yet they remain some of the ones that have the biggest problems with improper payments.
The review of prepayment information as well as pre-award procedures across the databases from the Social Security Administration Death Master File to the GSA System for Awards Management. A big part also is looking at some of the other partners, whether that is a state and local level government in the interactions with the federal government in terms of that information and some of the additional validation checks and making certain that there's adequate communication and coordination across the various levels to try to make certain that it is a comprehensive effort to be successful.
Anything else to take away from these IG reports?
One of the things for this administration, the payment accuracy goal has been mentioned 97% by the year 2016. And as of 2014, we're at 95.98%. And just making absolute certain that there is adequate knowledge transfer and the momentum continues to stay the course as we think about the next generation of improvements, data analytics, and making certain that individuals understand the perpetuity and importance of this particular effort for the taxpayers and for the government at large.